Listen to God's Word for April 18th. Today's reading is 1 Samuel 22 through 24. May God bless this reading of His Word. 1 Samuel 22. So David left Gath and took refuge in the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and the rest of his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. And all who were distressed or indebted or discontented rallied around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. From there David went to Mizpah of Moab, where he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and mother stay with you until I learn what God will do for me." So he left them in the care of the king of Moab, and they stayed with him the whole time David was in the stronghold. Then the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. Depart and go into the land of Judah." So David left and went to the forest of Hereth. Soon Saul learned that David and his men had been discovered. At that time Saul was in Gibeah, sitting under the tamarisk tree on the hill at Gibeah, with his spear in hand and all his servants standing around him. Then Saul said to his servants, "Listen, men of Benjamin, is the son of Jesse giving all of you fields and vineyards and making you commanders of thousands or hundreds? Is that why all of you have conspired against me? Not one of you told me that my own son had made a covenant with the son of Jesse. Not one of you has shown concern for me or revealed to me that my son has stirred up my own servant to lie in wait against me, as is the case today." But Doeg the Edomite, who had stationed himself with Saul's servants, answered, "I saw the son of Jesse come to Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, at Nob. Ahimelech inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions. He also gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Then the king sent messengers to summon Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and his father's whole family, who were priests at Nob. And all of them came to the king. "Listen now, son of Ahitub," said Saul. "Here I am, my lord," he replied. And Saul asked him, "Why have you and the son of Jesse conspired against me? You gave him bread and a sword and inquired of God for him so that he could rise up against me to lie in wait, as he is doing today." Ahimelech answered the king, "Who among all your servants is as faithful as David, the king's son-in-law, the captain of your bodyguard, who is honored in your house? Was that day the first time I inquired of God for him? Far be it from me. Let not the king accuse your servant or any of my father's household, for your servant knew nothing of this whole affair, not in part or in whole." But the king replied, "You will surely die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house." Then the king ordered the guards at his side, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because they too sided with David, for they knew he was fleeing, but they did not tell me." But the king's servants would not lift a hand to strike the priests of the Lord. So the king ordered Doeg, "You turn and strike down the priests." And Doeg the Edomite turned and struck down the priests himself. On that day he killed 85 men who wore the linen ephod. He also put to the sword Nob, the city of the priests, with its men and women, children and infants, oxen, donkeys, and sheep. But one of the sons of Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, escaped. His name was Abiathar, and he fled to David. And Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. Then David said to Abiathar, "I knew that Doeg the Edomite was there that day, and that he was sure to tell Saul. I myself am responsible for the lives of everyone in your father's house. Stay with me, do not be afraid, for he who seeks your life is seeking mine as well. You will be safe with me." 1 Samuel 23. Now it was reported to David, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and looting the threshing floors." So David inquired of the Lord, "Should I go and attack these Philistines?" And the Lord said to David, "Go and attack the Philistines, and save Keilah." But David's men said to him, "Look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?" Once again David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, "Go at once to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." Then David and his men went to Keilah, fought against the Philistines, and carried off their livestock, striking them with a mighty blow. So David saved the people of Keilah. Now Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, had brought the ephod with him when he fled to David at Keilah. When Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, he said, "God has delivered him into my hand, for he has trapped himself by entering a town with gates and bars." Then Saul summoned all his troops to go to war at Keilah and besiege David and his men. When David learned that Saul was plotting evil against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring the ephod." And David said, "O Lord, God of Israel, your servant has heard that Saul intends to come to Keilah and destroy the city on my account. Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord, God of Israel, please tell your servant." "He will," said the Lord. So David asked, "Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hand of Saul?" "They will," said the Lord. Then David and his men, about 600 strong, set out and departed from Keilah, moving from place to place. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he declined to go forth. And David stayed in the wilderness strongholds and in the hill country of the wilderness of Ziph. Day after day Saul searched for him, but God would not deliver David into his hand. While David was in Horesh in the wilderness of Ziph, he saw that Saul had come out to take his life. And Saul's son Jonathan came to David in Horesh and strengthened his hand in God, saying, "Do not be afraid, for my father Saul will never lay a hand on you, and you will be king over Israel, and I will be your second in command. Even my father Saul knows this is true." So the two of them made a covenant before the Lord, and David remained in Horesh while Jonathan went home. Then the Ziphites came up to Saul at Gibeah and said, "Is not David hiding among us in the strongholds at Horesh, on the hill of Hakilah, south of Jeshimon? Now, O king, come down whenever your soul desires, and we will be responsible for delivering him into your hand." "May you be blessed by the Lord," replied Saul, "for you have had compassion on me. Please go and prepare further. Investigate and watch carefully where he goes and who has seen him there, for I am told that he is extremely cunning. Observe and find out all the places where he hides. Then come back to me with certainty, and I will go with you. If he is in the land, I will search him out among all the clans of Judah." So they set out and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon in the Arabah south of Jeshimon. And Saul and his men went to seek him. When David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard of this, he pursued David there. Saul was proceeding along one side of the mountain, and David and his men along the other side. Even though David was hurrying to get away, Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men to capture them. Then a messenger came to Saul, saying, "Come quickly, for the Philistines have raided the land. So Saul broke off his pursuit of David and went to meet the Philistines. That is why that place is called Selah Hamalakoth. And David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi. 1 Samuel 24. After Saul had returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told, "David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." So Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to look for David and his men in the region of the rocks of the wild goats. Soon Saul came to the sheepfolds along the road where there was a cave, and he went in to relieve himself. And David and his men were hiding in the recesses of the cave. So David's men said to him, "This is the day about which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do with him as you wish.'" Then David crept up secretly and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterward, David's conscience was stricken because he had cut off the corner of Saul's robe. So he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed. May I never lift my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed." With these words, David restrained his men, and he did not let them rise up against Saul. Then Saul left the cave and went on his way. After that, David got up, went out of the cave, and called out to Saul, "My lord the king." When Saul looked behind him, David bowed face down in reverence, and said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men who say, 'Look, David intends to harm you'? Behold, this day you have seen with your own eyes that the Lord delivered you into my hand in the cave. I was told to kill you, but I spared you and said, 'I will not lift my hand against my Lord, since he is the Lord's anointed.' See, my father, look at the corner of your robe in my hand, for I cut it off, but I did not kill you. See and know that there is no evil or rebellion in my hands. I have not sinned against you, even though you are hunting me down to take my life. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord take vengeance on you, but my hand will never be against you. As the old proverb says, 'Wickedness proceeds from the wicked,' but my hand will never be against you. Against whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog? A flea? May the Lord be our judge and decide between you and me. May he take notice and plead my case and deliver me from your hand." When David had finished saying these things, Saul called back, "Is that your voice, David, my son?" Then Saul wept aloud and said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have rewarded me with good, though I have rewarded you with evil. And you have shown this day how well you have dealt with me. For when the Lord delivered me into your hand, you did not kill me. When a man finds his enemy, does he let him go away unharmed? May the Lord reward you with good for what you have done for me this day. Now I know for sure that you will be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. So now, swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants or wipe out my name from my father's house." So David gave his oath to Saul. Then Saul returned home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.